He ran and was falling. The lights of a harbour spun into night. The sea, like a dark spirit, slapped infinitesimally at the sand, glimmering, unconscious. Out where it was deeper and colder, he sank easily with the heavy sea swelling like oil around his ears, and was disturbed only by a distant burr, burr, as of the phone ringing. He knew he had been listening to the music of life itself, the music of light dancing on water that rippled with the wind and the tides, of the life that moved through the water, of the life that moved on the land warmed by the light. He continued to lie very still, continued to be disturbed by a distant burr, burr, as of a phone ringing. Gradually he became aware that the distant burr, burr, as of a phone ringing, was a phone ringing. He sat up sharply. He was lying on a small crumpled bed in a small, untidy panelled room that he knew he recognised but couldn't place. It was cluttered with books and shoes. He blinked at it and was blank. The phone by the bed was ringing. He picked it up. "Hello?" he said. "Richard!" It was Susan's voice, utterly distraught. He shook his head and had no recollection of anything useful. "Hello?" he said again. "Richard, is that you? Where are you?" "Hold on, I'll go and look." He put the receiver down on the crumpled sheets, where it lay squawking, climbed shakily off the bed, and staggered to the door and opened it. Here was a bathroom. He peered at it suspiciously. Again he recognised it, but felt that there was something missing. Oh yes, there should be a horse in it, or at least there had been a horse in it the last time he had seen it. He crossed the bathroom floor and went out of the other door. He found his way shakily down the stairs and into Reg's main room. He was surprised by what he saw when he got there.